This is Wazza FM with the latest news.
9 o'clock, your English news with Gaurish Naiko. Good morning, Gaurish.
Good morning, Kesav, and good morning, everybody. We start with weather news. A heavy rain watch is in force in Mauritius. The air mass over our region remains warm, moist and unstable, which is conducive for the formation of active clouds over the island. On the other hand, clouds in connection with a frontal system are influencing the local weather. Members of the public are therefore requested to remain cautious. Incidents at Citadel. The judge Shavina Jugnauth's motion to release the 7 arrested suspects was rejected in Port Louis court on Friday. The judge upheld the police objection based on the risk of the suspects interfering with witnesses. The safety of the suspects was also taken into consideration. The police objection was based on the fact that the defendants' lives could be in danger if they were released. They will therefore remain in police custody until November 20. To date, 22 suspects have been arrested since the incident took place. In the rest of the news, school vacations, several activities are organized in different regions of the country. This is an initiative of the Ministry of Youth and Sports in collaboration with the Mauritius Recreation Council and the National Youth Council. These activities are part of the national vacations of the school vacations starting this month. On the agenda, an eco-tour including hikes to Le Choufleur and Le Pétrin on November 16. A regional PlayStation 5 competition will be held, among others. Well, the news now, more than 150 people killed in remote western Nepal. Security forces have been deployed to help rescue efforts in some rugged districts. Strong tremors were felt far away in the Nepalese capital and cities in neighboring India, including Delhi. With that, we put a close to the news updates. I thank you for your attention. The rest of the morning show with Kesavan.